Welcome back, my friend. Back to the broadcast. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Derek the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Want to join the conversation? We'll get right to you in a second, Daryl. I just wanted to wrap up what I was saying before the break. And the reason I bring this up is because of what just happened to the guys in Colorado. We're calling them the Colorado Nine, which was eight guys plus now Steve Curry, who got arrested for, long and short, they were doing activist things against, you know, I don't know if you use the word against, but, you know, against the local politicians and judges, the county commissioner and a couple of local, you know, judges that were violating their oath and, you know, adjudicating, you know, these cases in an unlawful and, of course, our typical admiralty law manner, you know, blaming states a victim and all that stuff. So, but they went, you know, they went on the offensive in an area where that it was too dangerous to do so. And they started, you know, putting liens against the property of the local judge and the local county commissioner. And it just, okay, and they have every right to do that. And, you know, I'm not saying that whole thing was wrong necessarily, you know, but it was too risky and too dangerous. And now then of course the state whipped up a case about threatening the judge and trying to influence public officials and blah, blah, blah. You know, and these guys were passing out literature in the neighborhoods where the judges lived. And that's not, you know, I don't recommend that. I don't get into, you know, try not to make it personal. Try to just keep it, you know, on the surface, so to speak. Try not to get in, you know, I don't go bothering their children at school and, you know, bothering the people at their home and stuff. I mean, you know, if it gets really bad and there's a cop who's a killer in your neighborhood, okay, a protest in front of the house, I could go for that. But, you know, trying to, you know, embarrass the judge in front of his neighbors and then put the liens on against their property down at the county clerk's office, you're stepping into quicksand is what it was. Now, once again, I'm not saying they were wrong to do what they did, but they were ill-advised. They were just, it was a bad idea. It wasn't, you know, I mean, it was a legal, what they were doing was legal and lawful. They were putting liens against the property of public officials who were violating their oath and doing things that were unconstitutional and unlawful. And hey, the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution says the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. They were doing their duty as people in America, free people, to hold their public officials accountable. And I guess I don't want to use the word punish, but, you know, try to seek some kind of justice / restitution, I suppose. But once again, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. God's going to get them. It's not practical, and it's not a good idea at this point in history to be taking offensive action against the local politicians, judges, whatever, in the witch's court or anywhere else, whether it be liens down at the county clerk's office against their property or opening a case in the witch's court. I wouldn't step in there unless you had to. I would do everything in a defensive mode. Now, should they drag you into the witch's court against your will, then you come out both barrels ablazing, so to speak, with your paperwork and make your claim of trespass right in your first document that you file. Just do it in the last sentence, you know, failure to honor this motion, dismiss with prejudice is a trespass. Trespass requires remedy, $1 per second for trespass duration. One more sentence at the end saying, you know, failure to respond, rebut, or dismiss is by acquiescence evidence of proof that I am injured by loss of rights and interference by government corporate agents operating under color of law and exceeding their jurisdiction. Bingo. And then just sign it and have it witnessed. And you're better off doing that than you are hiring an attorney. And I hate to say that. You know, I wish the attorneys were something that you could trust, but I haven't. I've seen people just get so screwed over in ineffective representation. I mean, why would an attorney not go for the first thing? Go down to the county clerk and find out if the judge has an oath and bond, if the state is one of the 15 states that requires an oath and a bond to be filed by all public officers. And judges are public officers, We actually had an attorney try to tell us that the state troopers in New York are not public officers. I said, "Oh, great! Then I guess we don't have to go into the witch's court then. If they're not public officers, just tell them to go screw. We don't even have to pull over for them, right? You know, see how that one goes. You don't fight the street Nazis out on the street. Wait till if they insist on dragging you into their witch court, then you go in there and you go in with your jury nullification shirt and your jury nullification flyers. You make their life completely miserable because they can't stand it when 40 or 50 or 100 people around the courthouse building and area all of a sudden are Googling and search engineing jury nullification, asking what's that about. I had a public defender come up and ask me if he could take a picture of me in my jury nullification shirt at the Bennett trial. You know, and they're very interested in it. You know, they want the flyer. They want to see the shirt. All of them seem to indicate that it was honestly written and didn't have any factual errors in it. So download your jury nullification flyer today, tonight, or tomorrow, at courtroomwatch.org or courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroom, C-O-U-R-T-R-O-O-M, as in the witch's court. courtroomwatch.org. Go there now or as soon as you possibly can, as soon as you get home and get to a computer, download those flyers. You're not going to get arrested passing out a jury nullification flyer, especially in New York, which has case precedent. I've done it. The way we freaked out the witch's court in Ontario County, and that's heavy. That's where all the Masons, that's where the original Masonic murder of Captain William Morgan took place. And where the anti-Masonic party that became nationwide to get rid of the Masons, the Freemasons, was founded. This is the wickedest of the witches' courts. And it's completely freedom. They couldn't stop me from passing out the flyer or wearing the shirt in the courtroom. And boy, they didn't like it, but they couldn't stop it. And this is why I keep saying the risk of passing out your nullification is extremely low. Look, if they tell you to move or go to another place, don't start arguing with them and get in a big fight, because then they're going to use that as an excuse to arrest you. But if you just go and comply, but stand on your ground firmly. I'll give you an example. When I went in to pass out the jury nullification flyers, one of the bailiffs came over and said, Judge Brown would like you to pass out the jury nullification flyers. He said you can do it outside, but not in the courtroom or in the lobby. And I said, I'll meet you halfway on that. I understand the courtroom, but the lobby, I won't pass them out there. But the lobby is public property, and there's no courtroom proceedings taking place out here. And if I'm not being disruptive or blocking the door or any other auxiliary issues, then could you please ask Judge Brown to issue that in writing so I can have recourse in the higher courts? And the guy went away like a ghost in the night, never argued with me again, never came back. Never gave me the order from the judge because he knew it would have been unlawful and it would have made him liable. And that was a perfectly good request on my part. And I will continue to pass out the flyers in the lobby. So there's a good way to resist. Ask him, okay, is that what the judge wants? Ask, please, if he could please put that in writing for me. And a lot of times that'll shut him right down and they'll just say, just forget it, leave him alone. And they did. And I passed out a whole buttload of those jury nullification flyers right out in the lobby, out front, in the stairwell. I did it discreetly as best I could. I wasn't in people, running up people's faces or standing there waving my arms. I was kind of off in the corner doing some texting on the phone, and when I would see a fresh face walk by, I'd say, excuse me, are you here for jury duty? Yes. And I'd say, please, here's would you like some information on jury, on being a juror? And they all took it, and a whole bunch of people that worked down there wanted a copy of it as well. So, and I posted one on the bulletin board, and, hey, that's your protection right there. And until you get that done, I wouldn't be going out filing any liens against any local judge, because he's violating his oath to uphold the Constitution. They do that all the time. That doesn't make it right. I'm just saying, that's a high-risk, low-reward thing, where if you want a low-risk, high-reward thing, high benefit, low risk, that's pass out the jury nullification flyers. Don't go filing a lien, and of course, if you're not addressing the judicial vicars or the vicar general, you're shooting too low and you're missing the target. And so, you know, the guys in Colorado, and I'm not ragging at them because I love all those guys. They're great, and I've communicated with a bunch of them in the past. They were kind of tossed out of the National Liberty Alliance for going after the judges with these commercial liens, which is legal and lawful. I mean, I can understand the concept. I'm not saying it's a horrible thing. I'm just saying it's kind of really not the smartest thing to do until you get everybody in your county real being a patriot, you know, or knowing about jury nullification. And when I say everybody, I mean the vast majority. We're not even close to that yet. The patriots are spread out right now, spread out too thin to be taking any offensive action in the witch's court. Thanks for indulging me that explanation, Daryl, but I wanted to make that clear because I can't stand seeing people having to go to prison for years on these trumped up cases, you know, when all they were doing was putting a lien against the local county commissioner. It screwed up his credit. He freaked out, you know, and then went to the DA, I'm sure, and said, I'll open a case against these guys. I can't go buy my brand new Ferrari because with the taxpayers' money because the Patriots, the Colorado Nine, put a lien against me for violating my oath to uphold the Constitution and doing unlawful things to the people in this county. The guys in Colorado weren't wrong to do what they did. They were just kind of stupid. Anyway, sorry to use that word, but that was don't do stuff like that, folks, unless you're ready for the consequences. Be smart, low risk, high benefit. Go to courtroomwatch.org, download the jury note. It's in a PDF file. Couldn't be any easier. I made it easy enough for anybody to do, even somebody who's retarded on technology like I am. And it's super simple. I was able to pull it off myself right down at the library. And with that, yeah, go ahead, Chris. We'll make your comment, and then we'll go to Daryl in Alabama.
Well, I guess I must be the stupidest guy on the planet because thought I could hold criminals accountable to law in the flipping courts here in Las Vegas. They stole my car from me at gunpoint. That's armed robbery. That's domestic terrorism. That's felony.
You've got something. Well, you've got something that those guys didn't have. You've got damages to show. And I'm glad you brought this up. Because my caveat, my further explanation should have been, if you have, and I said this, I'm positive I brought this up the other day, if you have damages and you can prove then you
don't
get,
the
you
American
go into
people
that.
Have, Eric, don't the American
the
people have damages
them.
From the harm the bar has caused everybody on this country? The homes they've stolen from them by stealing houses for gangsters that they have a vested interest in?
I agree.
These were articulable injuries. These people in Colorado, they were using lawful international commercial lien processes. These are founded on international law. This is hard law.
I know. But
because
yes,
the
but
bar
Rick,
has a death grip on the justice system here in America, there is no justice. We are living in a judicial tyranny. Vindictive judges acting as judicial activist terrorists to blow this country up, implode it, and tear it to smithereens. This is a criminal operation. The bar is nothing but a gang of criminals.
I agree totally with all those statements, but I'm just telling people, you try to pull something like this off, and they're going to whip up a fabricated case against you and send you off to the witch's prison for years, if not decades. So, just wait. I'm just cautioning. I'm cautioning my listeners, because I've been in this for a while. Just go easy when you're going in offensive action. If you got a situation like Chris's, where they took your car, dragging it down the road, and held you at gunpoint, etc. Okay, you can show damages. Great. Now you realize that you're still going to have trouble winning in the witch's court because the deck is stacked against you. I'm not saying the actions. Well, I'll say it again. The actions weren't wrong. They just weren't the smartest, safest. I mean, and I appreciate the risk that patriots take when they do things
like
this.
How is a person supposed to get redress
for
grievances, Eric?
How are you supposed
to redress your grievances? Are you supposed to testify to your justice by an attorney?
Well, no, of course not. No, a little bit at a time. You know what I like doing? I would recommend that people go down to their county executive meeting. They have it usually once or twice a month. They give you a couple of minutes to speak, take your camera with you, put it on a tripod or have somebody else hold it, film, speak, make your case, and then post it up on YouTube. And that's one of the best ways to go because that'll get a bunch of hits, especially in your own community if you put the right hashtags on it. And that's what start. The second one, of course, or that's second. First is pass out jury nullification flyers. Get people to get control of your committee man, boards that pick the political candidates. If you can get one or two people from the Patriot Movement on the boards that pick the political candidates to run, you can get a lot done at the political level, getting candidates in who normally wouldn't be able to get on the ballot. Now, that's not saying they're going to sign on the political corporate line with the Republicans or the Democrats, but they'll get in office, and then they can do patriotic things. That's happened in several cases here, including a couple times in New York here. So it's the committee man. Get involved in your committee man. Who is the gentleman in North Carolina? Is it
Rodney Clance?
Rodney, yep, and also Dean, is it the Statesman? Gosh, I'm blanking on that right now. But Dean, I believe, in North Carolina. We'll have to have him on. I think we've had him on a few months back. He was on one night with the, it's a committee. It's the committee man, but he calls it something else. Down south, they got another name for it. So, but we'll get back into that. And of course, there's a solution. Hey, and of course, look, get to a rural area where there's farmers who own land and bind together with them and start forming your own county. You only need 4 square miles to start your own county. If the people in an area of the county you're in now want to sub off and form their own, that's private property, and they want to turn it into a charter and make it a county. There's nothing that can stop them as long as you file a charter with the state and the people. I highly recommend a common law sheriff to enforce the freedom in that county. You can begin and have a really neat little constitutional counties being formed by farmers and patriots getting together. I mean, four square miles is something like 2,400 acres or something like that. So all you need is 20 people with a couple hundred acres each. That's not a huge tall order. There's people who have a lot more land than that. And people can start getting into their own sovereign counties. You file a charter that's based on common law and constitutional protection that puts teeth in the Constitution. You love your Constitution, your Bill of Rights. You know, to me, that's nothing. It's empty. There's no teeth in the Bill of Rights. There's no penalty. There's no remedy. What happens if the government breaks the laws that are set forth in the Constitution? Nothing. Oh, it's up to the people to pick up their Second Amendment rights and go what? Kill the agents of the government in another bloody revolution? I don't think we want to go there. So, anyway, so there's some solutions, though. Start with jury nullification and waking up the people who live near you. Do that before you go on any offensive action, no matter how laudable and how gallant and valorous and how wonderful and patriotic and lawful their actions were. It was just it was way too risky at this time when there were not enough patriots in the area they were living in. Look what the jury did, is finding some of those guys guilty of these victimless statutory maritime admiralty offenses. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. Stay with us on the RPN Network. Thanks for listening. Call in 800-313-9443, and I promise Daryl will get you right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. So I think a way to just wrap up what we were just talking about, and then I'm going to get to Daryl, is that it's going to be way more beneficial to the cause of freedom, both overall and your personal freedom, to wake up a few hundred people than it is to go out and try to punish one judge or a county commissioner. And there's my case. And with that, we're going to go to Daryl in Alabama. Good to hear from you, Daryl. How are you?
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Daryl. Chris, Gary, yeah, Eric, everybody. It's great to hear you. Wow, you know, you're having a great conversation tonight, and I'd like to particularly get Gary to unmute here and help me out with a few things here. I was listening to that sad story that young woman was talking about earlier about the children and her friend and stuff. And listen, you know, all of us have different circumstances, and we're in a different position in this legal matrix, or not. And I think there's an old saying that I'd like to bring to bear, if you'll allow me to. It's I think we need to do a little teaching here, and for all of us.
Sounds good. Speak up nice and loud, Daryl.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll get my mic a little closer. Is that better?
Okay.
Testing. Okay. So,
great.
There's an old saying that says, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We've all heard that, you know?
Yeah.
And so we, you know, since we all have different circumstances, you know, I think we need to be proactive in you know, counseling and helping each other and fellowshipping with preventative knowledge. And I think you do that a lot, an awful lot in your activism. And I know Chris does. You know, he's a warrior. And but there's some of these things that, you know, can be prevented. We can take preventative medicine. You know, the old saying, the other sound, you know, it's, you know, adventures for the unprepared mind. And so if we go to what the Bible says a little bit, you know, I think that's the great, you know, that's the law book, right? And the Lord said, you know, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So you know, sometimes when you're in the heat of battle or after the fact, it's really hard to do that because, like you say, you're in their court. But I came across a passage. I was made aware of a passage in the Bible. I'd like to get Gary in on some of this because this is the Bible, and the Bible's the book of law. And it goes back to a scripture in Proverbs, and it's Proverbs 11, 14, and at 14 and 15, and bear with me, I think this will be profound. 14, verse 14 says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Well, that's what I would say that, you know, your show and like are the counselors. They're the counselors to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring all this, you know, knowledge and experience to bear. But in verse 15, it addresses this young woman's dilemma. And verse 15 in Proverbs 11:15, it says, he that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. And this is a law book. And in Proverbs, they're giving you warning not to be surety. And so then the question is, people are saying they're hearing this, and they're going, well, what is that? You know, it's collateral, folks. You're collateral.
Right.
And what this young woman did, or her friend, or whoever it was whether, you know, they were married or not, you know, they registered the child as an abandoned waif
and
and cast it into a sea of bondage, in debt bondage. And so at that point, the mother was the informant and contracted to the state to take care of her kid under a public charity. A pound of prevention. Yeah. Okay.
Hold right there. Yeah, we got to take a break. Yeah. Enter the contract with the witch's court. Right. So let's talk about that, the surety and the contract, right after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris and Daryl in Alabama. Hold tight. We'll be right back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, my friends. Thanks for joining us on the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Gary and Chris. Daryl in Alabama, back to you. We were talking about surety and making some interesting points there about contracts with the state. Daryl, you want to comment on that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Chris and you, both of you earlier were making, you know, the exact point that this is, everything is in commerce. The reason, and this has to do with admiralty or what is actually military rule, we're under military rule, we're under a national emergency, but it's all under commerce. The UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, that's what they did. When they go in and they got marriage license, it was a contract under commerce. When they registered their baby, it's an action in commerce. They're not understanding what they're doing. They're, as Chris said, non compos mentis. You don't have to hire an attorney to be non compos mentis, okay? You are entering into contracts and you don't know what you're doing. That is the epitome of non compos mentis. And I don't mean to sound harsh, but I mean, it just has to be told the truth. And we're all guilty of it, and have been. And as Chris says, it's a deceptive system set up to entrap you into that. They want you to do this because it's
right.
a business. They have commerce. And I have to kind of emphasize that. I mean, it's of no virtue to be well adapted to an intrinsically degenerate system, but, you know, we keep re-upping. And so, I mean, what happened is that these people, you know, this nice woman and all these people out here, they're running around thinking that they're men and women, and they're not. In commerce, they're not men and women. They are persons. People don't know what that means. Okay?
Yeah, we've all been placed.
You have to be a person to contract, you know?
Right. Yeah, we've all been placed in a legal limbo that requires that in the eyes of the state and the attorneys, we're required to reclaim our status as a living being, or they look at us as a fiduciary instrument and a conscript in their military.
You're may I, please? Right. You know,
Gary wants to chime in. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, may I, please? I don't have all the information there for you on that verse, but one of the key words in that verse is to be a surety for a stranger. If you look up the word stranger in the Strong's Concordance, there are four different meanings of stranger. Okay? And one is Gar, one is Zor, and there's one called Nakri. And they all four have a different meaning, okay? The one that says Nakri is one that's not of your family or of your race, okay? So the surety there, making surety for people who may be of the Nakri is not a good idea. And I yield. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Well, you know, I'll follow that up with in Luke, you know, in Luke in chapter 11, verse 46, and he said, "Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for you laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye your burden yourselves not touch the burdens with one of your fingers." I mean, does this sound familiar?
That's right. Gotta love that one.
How long has this been going on? How long has this been going on? Right? So, I mean, there's nothing new here, guys, but yet we keep calling for it. And So I have all the compassion in the world for these people. I feel for it. But at some point, the maxim of ignorance of the law is no excuse. They use that to their benefit. And we have to be wise as serpents. We have to counsel our fellows. And you do, but it seems like most of the time we're fighting the back battle after the fact.
That's part of trying to retain the righteous high ground. Is we're not going on the offensive and attacking; we're blocking, and that's what, you know, martial arts is all about. Is block as much as possible and try to do as little damage and engage as little as possible, even if it's your quote-unquote enemy. We still want to, you know, avoid bloodshed and violence. That's why we try to do this politically here.
Yeah.
Principalities of
these. I mean, it's. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Chris.
I just said we're battling against the principalities of evil.
Yes.
Yes. And there are remedies. They're not convenient, though. None of these remedies are convenient.
That's right. Not easy. Freedom is not easy.
I guess I'm being overly obvious here, right, Mr. Obvious? But,
well, no, but that's kind of
there are.
Well, it's true though.
Yeah, and what we've fallen for here, and what they've put us under is, I love this word, Chris. You'll like this, I think. It's lex con. I mean, you can't make that up.
That says it all. That is not an oxymoron.
No, that's obvious right there. It's a lexicon. And but they use these words without rebuttal. And I think this is you know, to give Chris a lot of kudos here, I think this is what gives these people a lot of problems with Chris and disturbs them and has them in derision, is that he understands the Lex con. And I just want to give Chris some accolades here. You know, he operates at a very high level, and relatively speaking, you know, more understanding than I even have, for whatever that's worth. And you know, but I think sometimes we have to go back to the fundamentals a little bit so that people have a common language of understanding. And I appreciate what you're doing. I don't want to take up a lot of your time.
That's all right, Daryl. Excellent call. Yeah, Chris's activism has put him in the square hairs of the system for retribution, which he's already experienced. And it seems that because of basically other patriots keeping in touch with him and following his case and putting pressure points on at certain levels, including the vicars and the bishop, that it was eventually too expensive and too public a matter for them to hold on to him. And really, what freed Chris, you know, once again, Chris does the best paperwork. And you can have the best paperwork in the world. I've had it before, too. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get out of the witch's jail or out of the witch's psychiatric hospital or out of the court. Activism trumps paperwork. So you're better off with 10 or 12 people going with you and just a piece of handwritten paper that says, you know, I'm a living man who has committed no act. Where's the victim to my offense? And if this is commercial law, show me the contract. I am not conceding to any implied consent. And, you know, just do a real, you're better off with that than you are with a whole bunch of fancy, but although the paperwork's good, if you can do both, that's best. You know, decent paperwork is better than crappy paperwork, obviously. Trying to find the procedural methods in your local court is advisable. We heard from one of our callers, Roger. Roger, you haven't called in a while. If you're still listening, give us a call sometime. Roger used to work for the state, I believe, as a state attorney or a prosecutor or a public defender or something. And, Mike on the board is reporting a little feedback. So whoever's not talking, could you put yourself on mute? With that, yeah, Daryl, was there anything else before we... Chris's activism, as well as other activists, it gets you, you know, you can get screwed pretty, they want to get you, but if you're public, this is why I like to have Chris here. It's he's not only is he a brilliant, guest, co-host, but, you know, it keeps us all safe if we all come out into the light and network with other people in whatever way you can. I can do it by this broadcast. I've done it locally, you know, with just a small group of people. Gosh, the last time we went to court with no attorney and just the courtroom observers, I think we had like a dozen people that went to this little teeny courthouse, and we filled up half the courthouse with the people we had. And, you know, and that helps a lot. That's huge. That's really what, in the bottom line, in the end, the only thing that the government and the state and the courts respect is the really the public pressure. And that people, you know, are only going to stand for these unlawful statutes that are being passed out of Albany and D.C., you know, for so long. And we try to do it with, you know, peaceful resistance and public pressure and putting the pressure where it should be, especially heavy at the vicar's office. I'm pretty sure the guys in the Colorado neglected to address the vicar, but I'm not sure on that. And I didn't mean to say what they did was stupid. That was wrong word. But it was imprudent and impractical at this point. That cannot be disputed. I don't want to see people going into the damn witch's prison, which is a complete nightmare, for years, unless it's really, I mean, boy, it better be, the benefit-risk analysis on this was high-risk, low-benefit. Please, people, do things, you know, try to do things that aren't going to get you. I would not recommend passing out jury nullification flyers if I knew it was going to get people arrested. There's been a recent federal court decision, and you can look it right up on the internet, do your search engine, federal court rules, jury nullification flyers fall under First Amendment, and any cases that pop up where they try to hassle you, threaten to arrest you,
you can pull out this court case and have it. And I recommend making contact with the high sheriff before you go in. Almost all the jails, courthouses, are bailiffed by the sheriff's department. And so you would be wise to probably call the sheriff and say, hi, this is who I am. I'm an activist. I'm coming down, and I'm going to be videoing on public property. I'm going to be passing out jury nullification flyers. I'm not going to be blocking any doorways or interfering with the governmental business in any way. Okay, record yourself leaving him that message. If he doesn't answer, they usually get back to you, especially if it's a smaller town, smaller jurisdiction, and let them know you're coming. That's, you know, that way it's not a surprise. He's going to have to show some kind of cause why he would object if he does, which he probably will not. And then if he doesn't object, none of his bailiffs can give you any crap down at the courthouse, which is how it goes. And when one of the bailiffs came over and asked for the flyer and wanted to look at it, they kind of took it from the person who I gave it to. And I said, well, hey, you know, that's their property now. You can't take that. He's like, I just want to look at it and see what it is. I said, okay, well, I mean, make sure you give it back to them. We're going to have to get your boss down here, and he'll make the decision. They really didn't like that. But so they gave him back the flyer pretty quick. But so I would make contact with the sheriff and let him know that you're going to be down at the courthouse. You expect not to be hassled. You're not going to hassle anybody. And everybody gets along and respects the First Amendment right, which has been affirmed by a federal court case. And the details are up on the Internet. I'll try to pull them up down sometime and share the exact details of what that. But I looked it up and I read it. And it pretty much put the kibosh on any of these future arrests for passing out jury nullification flyers. It was pretty clear. Oh, we got another call. Okay, we're going to have Ken in New York. We got a couple minutes, Ken. What's up, my friend?
Hiya. Hello to Chris and Gary and yourself. I had a minor little victory over here, and what it involved was the last almost 4 weeks now on the weekends. We have a restaurant open up about 75 feet. Because I'm on the back end, we have a main drag, a road called William Floyd Parkway, and I'm on the next block over, which puts me in the backyard. And these people decided, all of a sudden, this South American restaurant decided they were going to be an after-hours club blasting a 300-watt amplifier, what sounds like it was shaking my house. And I called the police for the last 4 weekends. I haven't been able to get to sleep. And each cop comes along, I ask for an interview. That's when you actually have the cop come to your house and they give you the report. And they were pretty nice, but I noticed the young guys that they send were making excuses up. But then when I got the older cop went over and talked to them. And then they shut it down a while. And then when the cop left, they turned it back up again. They're blasting again. So finally, I got tired of talking to the police and I called up a friend of mine in the town. He didn't return the phone call to me. This is a Republican. I'm a registered Republican, just for the purpose of going to the primaries. So when he didn't return the phone call, I went over to the Democratic legislature. It was, again, a hard battle. He may not win. And I told him what happened, and I said, well, I don't know. My friends over there didn't give me a call back, so I thought I'd come over to you. You're my closest point of contact. And I said, you know, I can't get to sleep. I said, I gotta get up in the morning, gotta go to work. I'm supposed to be retired so I can pay these heavy taxes. And they start to smile, and I said, you get the picture, right? And he says, well, we'll go reach out to them for you. Now, the next time the cop came, he goes over and talks to them with a public safety officer, which is what they call the Brookhaven Township, called the code enforcers. And I reminded the Democrat when I was talking to him, and I said, you know, they got a business license and they got a liquor license. I said, why don't you go over there and tell them what a license means? I swear to God, they shut it down that night. They had a talk with him. They called him. They said, we reached out to the other side, the Republicans, and they sent the public safety over with the cop. Cop couldn't do it by himself. But when they sent the public safety with him, now they shut it down. It's been perfect. It's been quiet again.
Yeah, abuse, when you're in a crowded area like that, when you're in not out in the woods, but you're in the area where you have neighbors, and people have to show respect, and sometimes when people don't do that, I guess I guess you got to bring the witch's court into it. Well, you didn't have to go to court, well, but that's good news. No, look, I've had situations like that where the partying, you had neighbors who basically partied all night, slept all day, and if you're a person who sleeps all night and works all day, like the rest of us, then that's a hard mix.
Right.
And so, there has to be some kind of give and take on that. That's a pretty interesting story. But, here comes UN Agenda 21. That code enforcement officer has more clout than the cops do, huh? That's kind of scary.
Well, especially...
Yeah, but you're right. Hey, you were, Ken, I just want to interject this. You were right about bringing up the license thing. If they're gonna get the license
right.
to do those things, they got to comply. They've contracted under compliance, and they're going to have to be, that's well, they've conceded to it. And that's the way it goes when you go.
And I'll tell you something else. I normally don't like Democrats, but this guy that's running, a younger guy that's been a legislative aide, the woman that was the legislator, she's like married to a helicopter pilot for the police. This has been going on for 10 years. She's hit the limit. She can't run anymore, so she's passing it on to a legislative aide. He basically doesn't seem to be a bad guy, but the Republican is blaming him because he wants to do alternatives to prison time for nonviolent offenders and the drug.
Well, of course, it should be
on here.
Yeah, that's a start. But, right, at least that's a start.
Right, but the Republican says we need more police, we need more enforcement.
Oh, I know.
And I said, at $100,000 a cop, how many cops are you going to hire?
I'm scared. I'm scared to ask that question. Don't ask them that question. That would be big. That would be. They'll say millions. They'll want everybody to. I mean, good God, it's.
Well,
it could be a nightmare.
The guy that's
your police.
The guy that wants to. The guy that wants to run as sheriff is talking about this is a law enforcement position, and I'm a law enforcement officer. And I told a Democrat, and I said, excuse me, we got one of the oldest sheriff's departments in the United States. I think it was 1683. I said, it's not a law enforcement. And he agreed with me. Maybe he didn't like to, but he did. He's a relatively young guy. So I said, you know something? I wouldn't have thought of any of this except listening to you, because when you talk about, all of the financial bonding and the collusion going on, I'm thinking to myself, all they're doing, the Republicans in this case, are using the same old crap I've been hearing for 40 years, which hasn't done anything, where they're talking about more cops, more enforcement, put more of them in jail. And all it does is feed the financial monster.
Yep. Exactly right. I couldn't argue with you because you can't really argue with the truth, and I'm sure he's a common sense guy if he's got a decent rational thinking mind, and he sees it from our point of view as well. We're all going to be a victim of this antichrist system and this beast that we're living under, whether you work for the system now or not. And a lot of times they go after their own people just as bad, if not worse, and God forbid you try to do the right thing when you work for the corporate government. They'll really try to make it expensive on you. And so I appreciate all the people who try to do the right thing for the patriots and for freedom, even if you're stuck in the system, kind of on the inside, so to speak. So, Ken, thanks for the call. Check in with us. We're coming up against the end of the show. Can you check in with us again next week? All right.
Sure.
Sounds good, my friend. Thanks,
Always
Ken.
Always good to hear from you, Ken.
Yeah, it's good to hear from Ken. Friends, we appreciate his participation, and I'm glad he had that small victory there and is finally getting a good night's sleep. I know how it is to have to get up early for work, and so I can sympathize with that, and this is great, great respect. So, Gary, did you have any comments before we go out for the night?
I did look up the word stranger, but I'm going to have to save that for tomorrow night. If Daryl's on, I'll have the right information for his word stranger.
Well, we'll have it whether he's on or not. He'll definitely be listening.
Sure.
I'm sure Daryl's. Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow night. Gary, can you make a note of that? And we can get to that. That way you'll have some more time because we've only got about 2 minutes
left. We'll do that.
It'll only
take a minute to bring it out. And this is the word is Zor. Okay, in the Hebrew, but it explains it a little bit. But I'll get on a piece of paper and I can see it better. Tell Daryl I don't see real good. I have to, a little extra looking glass at things. So,
well, thank you. Ready yeah, for it.
I really appreciate the meetings and the education that's brought forth. It's surely just great. I tell people all the time of how fortunate I am to be able to listen to all these experts, and I sure wish Chris the best. And as you've been saying, all these things that Chris is a real martyr. He's a real genius person, and they really don't know how to come at him, because he knows their laws and he knows what they stand for and what they do. He's like an insider. He really knows, and it's so interesting.
Right.
It's so interesting to have him explain it from that standpoint.
Yeah, I was going to say they feel threatened by that. I mean, they feel the breath of truth breathing down their neck, and the enemy doesn't like that. And so Nevada is very tough right now. What I've seen happen to Chris, and what's going on with the Bundys, and Pete Santilli, and everybody out there, it's nightmarish. With that, we're going to wrap up. We got about one more minute left. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Follow this broadcast over at freedomscreamradio.chattango.com, and I always thank Sovereign Man for that, setting up that chat room presence so people can do take the conversation a little further and post up whatever they think might be pertinent. Well, thanks, Chris. We appreciate you being with us. What was that again, Chris? I missed that.
I said accolades to Sovereign Man, and thank you.
Yes, definitely. Accolades to Sovereign Man. Thanks to all our callers and all our listeners. Appreciate you supporting the network. Thanks to Gary and to Mike on the board for keeping us all together. The man behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz. We appreciate Mike. We'll see you all tomorrow night. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow night. See you then.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.